What if I told you that Facebook, your brain, and a colony of ants all follow the exact same mathematical pattern? That the secret to understanding why some networks thrive while others collapse lies hidden in a tragic story about reindeer on a remote island? In 1944, the Coast Guard introduced 29 reindeer to St. Matthew Island, where they found paradise, abundant lichen, no predators, perfect conditions. The population exploded to 6,000 by 1963. 2 years later, only 42 remained alive. They devoured the lichen faster than nature could replenish it, triggering a catastrophic collapse. This isn't just a cautionary tale about overgrazing. It's a window into how all networks, biological, technological, social, follow a predictable arc: explosive growth, a critical breakpoint where they overshoot capacity, and then either collapse or find equilibrium. Understanding this pattern explains why MySpace vanished while Facebook flourished, why your smartphone feels smarter than yesterday's supercomputer, and why the internet itself might one day think. Networks don't grow gradually. They explode. Your brain during pregnancy generates 250,000 neurons per minute until reaching 100 billion. This aggressive expansion serves an evolutionary purpose: dominate resources before competitors establish a foothold. Whether bacteria in a petri dish or users flooding social platforms, the mathematics remain identical. Networks discover their carrying capacity only by exceeding it. The human brain demonstrates this through deliberate pruning, cellular suicide, shifting from quantity to quality. Identify this breakpoint early. Make minor adjustments. Overshoot dramatically. Risk catastrophe. At equilibrium, successful networks transform entirely. Size stabilizes, but other dimensions accelerate. Communication efficiency, emerging intelligence, developing consciousness. Mature ant colonies illustrate this. 10,000 harvester ants maintain stable size, but operate with remarkable collective intelligence. Despite each ant having only 250,000 brain cells, they combine for 2.5 billion neurons, navigating and solving problems through chemical communication without central leadership. Stanford researcher Deborah Gordon spent 3 decades tracking individual ants in the Arizona desert. Her discovery? Ants have survived 100 million years across 12,000 species, not through individual brilliance, but through network sophistication. A single ant is, frankly, quite dumb. But together, they're geniuses. Gordon discovered that ants use the exact same protocol for foraging as the Internet's Transmission Control Protocol, TCP. When food is plentiful, they send more ants. When scarce, they restrict flow. The Internet didn't invent this system. It borrowed it from nature. This parallel is fundamental. Our brains, built from 100 billion neurons, each performing the simple task of turning on or off, collectively enable complex thinking. Individual neurons aren't intelligent, but their network is. As the internet grows, it's not just getting bigger, it's potentially getting smarter, approaching the kind of emergent intelligence that ant colonies and human brains already possess. Easter Island reveals what happens when networks ignore limits. In the 16th century, the island flourished. Abundant forests, diverse birds, 15,000 people by 1600. Islanders consumed resources, particularly slow-growing trees for housing, boats, and fire, without considering sustainability. Within a century, the population plummeted to 2,500 as civilization collapsed into civil war and cannibalism. The trees were gone, the birds extinct, the soil depleted. Islands demonstrate breakpoints within fixed boundaries. Earth itself is the ultimate island. The human brain operates similarly. Bounded by our skulls, it folds 100 billion neurons into confined space. What truly separates humans from other animals isn't opposable thumbs or bipedalism, it's cooking. Cooking increased caloric intake by over 700 calories daily, fueling larger brains while reducing foraging time. The internet faces similar constraints, despite seeming limitless. It's a physical network bound by cable width, energy availability, and hardware capacity. In 1995, Bob Metcalfe predicted catastrophic collapse as AOL couldn't handle demand. Yet the internet survived by migrating to higher carrying capacity. Google alone consumes 260 million watts annually, enough to power 200,000 homes. Relocating data centers near dams, wind farms, and nuclear facilities to access energy-rich environments. The World Wide Web transformed the internet from novelty to necessity in 1993. By 2012, 600 million websites existed, and we spent 70 minutes daily browsing. Yet beneath this success, the web was quietly dying, not spectacularly, but through irrelevance. The web became too vast to navigate, too noisy to be useful. Nicholas Carr worried it was chipping away my capacity for concentration, turning deep divers into surface skimmers. Constant distractions, links, ads, emails, tweets, diffused our attention. Growth slowed from 800% in the first decade to 19% in 2012. PC web usage dropped 4%. Meanwhile, iPhone owners spent 127 minutes daily using their average 108 apps, almost double their web time. Apps perform specific tasks without web clutter, offering focused utility the scattered web cannot match. The web won't disappear, but must collapse toward equilibrium by becoming smarter and more relevant. The future belongs to depth, not breadth. In 1999, Marissa Mayer joined Google as employee number 20, designing its famously simple homepage. Google revolutionized search by mimicking brain function, comparing website links to neuronal connections. Rather than indexing every page, it ranked sites by how many quality sites linked to them, like the brain values neurons with rich connections. Yet Google faces a fundamental challenge, its search box interface. While Google remains tied to keyword searches, Siri and voice assistants aim to recognize speakers personally and understand context. As apps increasingly bypass search engines, we're moving toward a future where the internet anticipates our needs, much like our brains work through spreading activation rather than queries. Wikipedia exemplifies crowdsourcing's power and limitations. With 22 million articles in 285 languages created by 77,000 volunteers, it represents the first massive online crowdsourcing platform. While crowds demonstrate collective intelligence, they struggle with creative brilliance. The Collabo writers attempted the first crowdsourced novel through voting. By early 2013, it reached only 5 pages, described by Time as jumpy, in a kid's telling stories around a campfire sort of way. Literary genius remains individual. One Shakespeare beats 1,000 crowded poets. Human brains have shrunk nearly a baseball size over 20,000 years. Evolution prioritizes survival over energy-expensive intelligence, yet technology transcends these biological limits. Jan Scheuermann, paralyzed by genetic disease, ate chocolate using thoughts alone to control a robotic arm. Brain chips enabled her to communicate through thought, fulfilling predictions that implants would make the entirety of the world's information as just one of our thoughts. Ray Kurzweil predicts machines will gain human intelligence by 2045, the singularity. But we've already reached one. The internet approaches brain-like capabilities. Calculation and memory surpass humans. Communication sits at 80%, prediction at 30%. Neural networks use millions of synthetic neurons, achieving 94% accuracy through imperfect processes mirroring human thinking. Networks must reach equilibrium after their breakpoint. Google and Facebook waited years before monetization. During growth, prioritize expansion above all. Our future combines technological and biological networks. Like ants, our success comes from social networks enabling emergent properties. As technology develops consciousness, intelligence will emerge from interconnected information, creating possibilities neither humans nor machines could achieve alone. The breakpoint isn't the end, it's the beginning.